that old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is time once again for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. I can tell you the Ranch Wranglers are here with some coffee right here at the Radio Ranch microphone. We hope you join us. Pour you a cup. Tune in. We'll be right back.
And the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel. Gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, ball for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That old wheel has rolled around again to Saturday morning, October 29th, 2011. It's rolled around again. Well, good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Richard.
Thank you for joining us out here. I know, Jason, they've had their power out this week. Are you guys back on power, you think, this morning?
Yep, I got power here, but that doesn't say anything for the neighbors. I don't know what it's like around the neighborhood. I know that there's been a lot of people without power. As of yesterday, there were still 10,000 people in this area without power.
Boy, and that's a tough thing right now.
And we're just some of the fortunate few that do have power.
Well, praise the Lord for that. And good morning, Cowboy Kyle.
Charismatic, whatever you want to call me.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. It is a beautiful morning as the sun's just barely starting to
at least just
lighten
things
up. Lighten the clouds. Yeah, it ain't really coming up yet. But
it is. It is. Well, Kyle, would you offer just a welcoming good morning opening prayer for us this morning?
Oh, God, my Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Lord. And we do rest on that hope, the hope of righteousness to fill this land again. That old wheel is going to go around someday, and we rest our hope on it, Lord, and we know it's going to come to pass, because your promises say it's going to come to pass. And we just thank you for being able to get together here, the three of us, and sharing your word, Lord. And we ask your Holy Spirit to be upon us and be with our thoughts and our words. And lead us in the direction you want us to go this morning. I know lots of mornings it goes directions we don't even plan on. And if that be the case, Lord, just let your Holy Spirit take it to where it wants to go. And we ask for you to be with all the saints out there that are yours, Lord. And comfort them with that hope. And we ask it in your name, your blessed holy name, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I had a verse this morning to share. just kind of popped in. I really didn't have any comments about it, but I think I'll start out with it. And it is Hebrews 12, starting in 18. And it says, "For you have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and to a blazing fire, and to darkness and gloom and whirlwind, and to the blast of a trumpet, and the sound of words, which sound was such that those who heard begged that no further word be spoken to them. For they could not bear the command, 'If even a beast touches the mountain, it will be stoned.' And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, 'I am full of fear and trembling.' But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks better than the blood of Abel." Like I said, I don't know why I've turned to that this morning.
That's a great verse, or verses, but you could write a whole book on it, I think.
I think so. You know, I think that first part, our people are, because we're so far away from the Word, they've lost that fear of God, the fear and trembling. You know, the Bible tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, because all you hear is the love of Jesus, you know, the love of Jesus. And you don't ever hear anything like that down in Colorado, do you, Jason?
The love of Jesus?
That's probably all you hear from those crossroads churches and those mix and amalgams down there. That
right now we're going through a major shift. I think we're going through one of the major, biggest shifts that we've had in centuries. And is what you're finding is people are beginning to fear God. Everything that they've ever put their trust in, you know, whether it be their government, their bank, when people were financially secure before, they felt good, they felt secure. And a lot of the things where people have put their trust, have put their faith, so to speak, you know, the things that have become their religion are failing. And people are starting to fear God again, and it's because everything that they knew was solid, that was solid in their minds, is falling apart.
Amen to
that.
Well,
that is sure happening. That is sure happening. You know, I checked this morning, came in just a couple minutes early to try to see if I could see anything else about this, and I didn't in the news, but I did see something else. You know, they had that earthquake over in Turkey about 5 or 6 days ago.
Yeah.
And major earthquake, devastated. I haven't really heard details as far as number of people killed. It was in the hundreds, at least what I saw. But devastating earthquake. Just a few days before that, I believe they had one in San Francisco. It was not quite as bad. Nothing on the news, you know. I haven't seen anything in our local paper. And then did see a headline though. There's, I guess they call it the Hudson volcano down in Chile, and it's starting to spew. So, Jason, I didn't know if you've seen anything like that this week on the earth rumblings again that are going on?
No, I haven't. I've heard bits and pieces about that tornado going on down there, or that volcano activity, and a lot of these volcanoes have been pretty active lately, too. One's up in Washington State, different ones we have here in the United States. As of all over the world, they've been active, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, this down here in Chile, and if you're talking in the Northwest, that's part of that Pacific Ring of Fire, they call it. We've talked
right
about that before, and you know, one thing we have learned is things don't just happen. There's always a reason.
Well, and I mean, you know, you look at what else is going on in the news. You know, this week they had went before a judge down in North Carolina, and the headlines were Jesus' name ruled unconstitutional. And it was about, there was protesters about these meetings that had been started, and they were being started with prayers, and they were praying in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And some people didn't like it, so they filed a lawsuit against him. And the judge ruled that it was unconstitutional to use the name of Jesus Christ in a public prayer. And things like that, yeah, it's going to make the earth rumble.
Absolutely. I heard that. That went all the way to the Supreme Court, didn't it? Is that where what the ruling was yesterday?
Yep.
I heard a news blurb on that on a Christian radio station. So choose you this day.
And where was that? North Carolina? Is that what you said?
Yeah, North Carolina.
Well, you know, and then you got that stupid thing going on in Oklahoma City. Is that today that's supposed to be going on?
What's going on down there?
Oh, there's some satanic thing going on at the center down there. We had a prayer about it. I don't know if you were still on the line or if you got knocked off Wednesday night, but a man called in and wanted prayer against that, and we did pray against that. But, you know, it's just like, you know, it wasn't that many years ago that there's no way that stuff would have been allowed here. I suppose it's all in the working and purpose of God. But, it's just, boy, I would avoid Oklahoma City right now. I just would.
Yeah, basically what they're doing, Jason, ABC News even did a little blurb we saw on the web, but they've got some satanic church that has got about a dozen members, and they're having a type of exorcism.
Yeah, exorcism of God Almighty.
Exorcism of God, and they called it all the religions of the right, the religions to the right, and all of the problems that those religions to the right have caused. You talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Kyle,
wow.
I was just talking earlier about the, there was a headline. I didn't get to print the picture. I guess I couldn't show you anyway. But shots fired near U.S. Embassy in Bosnian capital, considered a terror attack over in Sarajevo. You think so? They call that a terror attack now. You know, and they had a picture of him, an unidentified man, but he looked as Hasidic Jewish as the day is long. Big old honking nose, fuzzy beard, kinky hair, holding a Kalashnikov rifle, steps off a little bus and just starts shooting at the U.S. Embassy in Sarajevo, Bosnia. And of course they shot him and put him down, but that's what Kyle was saying, is that, you know, all these religions of the East cannot stand the religion of the West, which is Christianity.
Well, it used to be.
Well, they've done a good job.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people are, a lot of the nations are looking down upon the United States so bad. You know, everybody here in the U.S. thinks that, you know, the United States is such a great and wonderful nation, and but they just couldn't understand why we wouldn't be loved among the other nations. Well, a lot of these nations that used to look up to the U.S. are really looking down upon the U.S. You know, they're looking at us as the war country that just goes in and does whatever the heck they want, wherever they want, whenever they want, and kills whoever they want, which is basically what our country's been doing.
Yes.
Well, we've turned into a lukewarm country. You know, I mean, whether you're against Christ or not against Christ, there was one day where they all knew where we stood. You know, now, you know, and it comes from that big potting melt, you know, that philosophy that, you know, we want everybody here, you know. Now they don't even know where we're going to bomb next, because they don't know what our standards are. They don't know what our morals are. They don't know anything, you know.
What morals?
Yeah, what morals?
Exactly.
What standards? You know, I mean, that's sad, but it's the place that we're at. You know, they got, you know, what's the deal with this? What's the deal? Anybody know what the deal is with Gaddafi supposedly being killed?
Yeah, I think they got him. I noticed a thing here. I mean, heck, you can go online and see the, you know, the gory shots, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I heard rumors they were surrendered. I heard rumors that Hillary Clinton flew in there and you know, somehow he got talked in surrendering, so they waited till morning because it was in the middle of the night, and the city they were in, I forget the name of it, was surrounded by rebels. Basically no way out, so they got in their, you know, their car, whatever you call it, when you get, you know, 4 or 5 or 10 cars in a row, you know, and they all have white flags sticking out of them, and they're pulling down the street, you know, and in to surrender, and here comes all the bullets, you know, and they just slaughter them. It's just like, you know, just they have these little what are those called? Those robots called
the drones?
Drones, you know, flying through the air. That I heard that those drones have such good cameras on them that they could read the date on a penny that's on the ground. So for them to act like they didn't see the white flags is kind of ridiculous. You know, there's some eyewitnesses there, I guess. You know, of course, you know, who knows exactly what all's true, but that was the last I heard of it. You know, it was an ambush.
Huh. Yeah, well, that's just another case of, you know, go in and do whatever you want. You know, there wasn't even supposed to be a war going on there.
Right.
Had no business being over there. But,
yep.
Oh, yeah, here, we'll go do this.
Yeah.
And then, I think they did that... did that in the name of freedom.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We got to do it for our freedom.
We want, you know, we're gonna have freedom now. We got a bunch of rebels in charge over there that nobody has a clue what they stand for.
And they don't. I've got a little news clip here from Fox News, and it's, you know, it says still the capture and subsequent death of Libya's Muammar Gaddafi under still unclear circumstances. Imagine that has energized the opposition. Last week, thousands of Syrians took to the streets shouting that Assad will be next. And, you know, they're having... they don't know what's going on over there. The U.S., they think that they do. They talk about the government crackdown on protests has killed over 3,000 people since March. But we're not going to go in and stick our nose in that. Or maybe we will, you know. Obama said all the troops will be out of Iraq by the end of the year. Maybe he'll just ship them over to Syria, you know, to Beirut. And
what an embarrassing country when you send some Jezebel witch like Hillary Clinton over there to do anything for you. I mean, it's too bad. You know.
They probably stood her outside and said, if you don't come out, we're going to send her in.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that was it. And that's when they stuck the white flags up. We surrender.
We give up. Keep her away.
Yeah. Might have been.
I mean, that is embarrassing.
It is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch just outside of Laramie, Wyoming. This windy and snowy outside. It looks like clear. No, it's cloudy. No clear skies, but quite have the sunshine yet. And we did get several inches of snow this week, and then, of course, some single-digit temperatures, so that crunched it all good and frozen. So it's hanging around, but the wind is doing its best to blow that snow away today. And we're sitting here drinking coffee, talking about who knows what, just wherever the Holy Spirit may lead. And, man, you guys let me know if you want me to open up the phone lines. We can sure do that this morning. We can do that. Saw a interesting headline this week, and it was that profanity is making a splash in book titles. And, you know, and it talks about several different, just very vulgar books that, you know, and basically in very well, good selling books, you know, books that are, you know, not just published in a book here or there, but, it says people giggle when they see the titles. You know, and it's blank, 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 my dad says. They even made a TV show out of that they got now. Huh. You know, and, you know, a-holes finish first and stuff like that. And that these books are just, it really doesn't matter what the book's about, it's just the title.
So that's kind of the opposite of Nice Guys Finish Last?
Yeah, basically, actually the same thing, just a different way of saying it, actually. But it says here, a bookseller in New Hampshire says, well, people really giggle when they see the titles. These books sell with absolutely no help from us. It's totally word of mouth and media attention. Who owns the media? Who pushes this filth? Says, no matter how much cursing, sex, and violence is on TV and in movies and music, so they admit that, you know, TV and movies and music are full of cursing, sex, and violence. People still get a little thrill out of seeing a curse word on a printed and bound book on a bookstore shelf. And I think this just shows more of just the depravity, just how far we have come from being a once Christian nation. into where, you know, you I know I can't take and don't take, you know, and I'd encourage you not to take your children to even the grocery store. You know, you stand in line. How many times did our pastor say, you know, how many times he would be offended? You stand in line and just the Cosmo or whatever books are there talking about sex and this and that and just filthy, vulgar stuff. Our enemy just will not stop in promoting their filth.
That is true.
Well, and they're not going to. I mean, it's one of the weapons of warfare that they're using against us, and they're using against our children. And they continue to fight generationally all the time. And that's one of the things that we as Christians haven't done is thought of the fight as being generational. You know, trying to make the next generation better than the generation that we're in. Where when they're trying to destroy, they come to steal, kill, and destroy, they want the next generation to be more perverted, to be more sick in their minds, to put more vulgar stuff before them, you know, all the time, put book titles up with curse words in it. You know, that's what they do to try to get our people into that mindset. And, you know, for the truth of the matter is, you know, it's been here for a long time. It's continued to grow worse, but they ain't going to stop. They ain't going to stop until the Lord takes care of them and wipes them out. You know, because that's the way they do. They're creatures of instinct. And the only thing that's going to stop them is, you know, the Lord. But he will stop them. I mean, that's the truth. Is we've got a remnant of a remnant, and God's always had a remnant. You can look through, read your Bible, and he's always had his people. He's always looked out after his people, and he's always protected his people and kept his people away from these type of things. And, you know, that's what we got to have faith in. That's what we got to focus on, and not on, oh, they're doing this, and oh, they're doing that. But God's got a people, and he's in control, and he always has been, and he's going to be in the future. Cling to that, you know, and, you know, smile at the future.
Amen. Amen. But you have to read the Bible. You have to read it. You have to have understanding. Got an ad I want to play here. Pastor put this book together over 20 years ago to try to get the attention of a conquered people. We'll go to it. We'll be right back. You are listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Coming to you this Saturday morning, 29th of October. We'll be right back.
The ancient prophet Isaiah foretold a time and a people who would awaken one fearful morning and discovered they'd been conquered while their watchmen slept. Could he have been speaking of today? Of America? As we sink ever deeper into economic chaos and moral decay, some people are realizing that Christian liberty is almost gone, subtly replaced by the heavy chains of slavery. Within a single generation, our public life, schools, music, literature, and entertainment have been infiltrated and seized by anti-Christian groups, and our youth, our most precious treasure, have been ensnared by drugs, immorality, self-mutilation, violence, despair, and suicide. Awake, America, awake! Write for America the Conquered by Pastor Peter J. Peters. The book is available for a $10 offering. The cassette album for a $25 offering. That's America the Conquered. Write to Scriptures for America, Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535.
And we do have that book available, America the Conquered. If you haven't read it, it sure puts it right there in plain English and explains just what is going on. Well, we're going to open the phone lines. The phone's ringing already. We'll see if they're calling in for our show. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't want to be on the air.
Oh.
I just want to tell you, are you aware of that new law in New York for the sex education for the children?
Well, I think they're just following California. I have seen some headlines on that. And you are
on the air. Eating poop.
Oh,
I am.
You are.
They want the kids, they want to teach them to play with poop, eat
yep.
poop. You seen that?
I didn't see those specifics, but...
We got to pray. So, for Mr. Broomgard, let's have a little prayer for him. So that's all I wanted to say, man. And guys are doing good. Pastor Peter picked the right people. God bless you all. I'm out of here.
Thank you. Well, that's a good way to start off the morning on the phone
call.
Their
God is the God of dung, you know, and, you know, those homosexual freaks out there and you know, and the ones we're talking about, the ones that are contrary, I think Apostle Paul puts it here in 1 Thessalonians, are contrary to all men. You know, I think in verse 14 and 15 it says, "For ye brethren, become followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus, for ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men." You know, unfortunately, the all men here isn't all men like we want it to be, you know. They're only contrary to a remnant of us, but it's ridiculous, you know. They're the God of dung, and they start putting it in movies and on TV sitcoms, and now this, you know.
Yep. You know, I can remember. I'm sure you men can too. How the pastor has brought that out in the past. How, and one way that reaffirms that is the bathroom humor,
yes.
The bathroom jokes. You know, you can go back into the Laurel and Hardy days and Abbott and Costello, and you know, even some of the early late night. Who was the guy? Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. You know, where they had humor, and it was funny, and it didn't include the bathroom jokes. It didn't include the bodily function jokes. Those type things. Jason, you're younger than us. I don't even know if you even remember those type things.
Yeah.
But, you know, there used to be a time, you know, when they had that. Even the, you know, back on the old Jackie Gleason show and that type stuff, you know, I mean, it was, you sure had the Jezebel spirit in there. But
well, you used to be able to watch, rent a comedy movie.
Yes.
And actually watch it.
And not have to fast forward.
You can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. And what's happened is we have become a society that worships not only the Asherah, the female deity, but the bathroom, their god of dung. And you can't rent any movie, I don't think, anymore, and not have references to their unholy God. You're right on target there, Kyle. We sure have. We are conquered, and they have replaced our God being worshipped with their God being worshipped.
The they, you know, we all speak of the they, you know, and that's what they are. They are a they. I think the first time I heard Pastor bring that out was in the Heart of the Matter series, whenever that came out, probably in the 90s sometime, and, you know, 24-part series or whatever, super long series, covers a lot of things, but yeah, he brought out in there that their God is the God of dung, and I'd never heard that before. You know,
I hadn't either.
And it was like, yeah, you know, and now, you know, me and my wife, when, you know, we'll rent a movie that we watched when we first got married, and we weren't baptized then, and we'll watch it now, and we'll see things that, you know, we never seen back then, because we thought they were a pretty clean movie back then.
Mm-hmm.
But they were doing stuff back there in the late 70s, early 80s that, you know, it was just, you know. But for some reason, there was blinders on our eyes because we hadn't been baptized and received the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, and then when you arrive to watch them 20 years later, you're thinking, you know, you're going to watch a good, clean movie, and you get to watch it, and you're like, oh, man, can you believe all the stuff they were putting back then, you know? Anyway.
Well, Kyle, you mentioned baptism. Is that? Are you trying to say there's something to baptism?
Well, this ministry, thank God, Pastor Peters, what's the best way to put it? He put out the gospel like no other that I've ever heard. You know, and I'm sure in the days of Christ and the days thereafter, the apostles and everything, they were putting out the gospel, you know, just the way Peters put it out. But in this day and age, it's not being put out there like it should. And, you know, that's one thing about this ministry is, and I believe that's the foundation of this ministry, is baptism for the remission of sins and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. And unless you do that, if you never do that, then you're not a Christian. You know. Anyway.
It really is as simple as that.
I'd like to ask, Jason, have you heard any more about the November 9th shutdown of communications?
Nope, I haven't. Well, I do know that, you know, it's interesting because you try to search that, and you'd think the FCC would have it on, you know, pretty clear on their website, you know, something to that drastic, but they don't, and they have several different dates, which two have already passed, and the next one would be November 9th, the one that hasn't passed, and I haven't heard if it passed or anything like that, which is really strange because it should be big news. You should be able to go and find it pretty easy if they're going to shut down all the communications all across the country for a three-minute test period. I mean, that's major. That takes a lot of organization just to put that together.
Yeah. Well, Richard was raising his hand. He might have some information for us.
Oh, no, I agree with Jason wholeheartedly. It takes a search. I went to we used to have the emergency broadcast system. You know, you get the tones. This is only a test, you know, of the emergency broadcast system, and you'd get the little thing on the TV and the noise. And
you do that well.
Well, they've
do that again.
Yeah, they've changed that to the emergency alert system, and they have a website. But you look at it, and the latest dates on things are like from 2010. And anyway, just did some search, but basically it's that on 11/9/11. Not that numbers mean anything to these people, but on 11/9/11 at 2 p.m. Eastern, they are going to conduct a nationwide from the top down test. And you know, it's the way that they talked about it. I printed it out. It's just over in my office. I didn't bring it over here this morning, but the way they printed it is so that the president, this is what the test is for, so that if the president has to tell the people something, he can do that. That's how they listed in what little bit of paperwork is there. You know, used to it was an emergency alert system or emergency broadcast system, so that if there's a tornado or whatever it is, aliens coming in from outer space, you know, whatever. But in this paperwork, it's specifically for the president, so that if the president has to, you know, get in touch and tell all the people something, that they can do this, that he can do this. So I guess, one, they have to make sure first his teleprompter's there and plugged in. But
yeah, they don't want a power surge and
right. No.
Blow the circuit on all those teleprompters.
No, because, you know, you can see point to his ear. Right here, guys, and what happens when his... the prompter's off, guys. What happens with his teleprompter when what we were talking about there, what happens when that happens? You know, talk about a talking head. Anyway, but so on 11/9/11, 2 p.m. Eastern, that's 1 p.m. Central and noon here, right?
Yeah, it'll be noon here.
On 11/9/11, that's on a Wednesday, they're having a three-minute shutdown of all supposedly television, cable, radio. I did not see it addressed to shortwave. Jason, maybe you could talk to our shortwave guy and find out if they've contacted him or if they're expecting the shortwave stations to do the same thing. You're kind of the liaison.
Supposed to affect all of that stuff, and that's what I was saying, is that, mm-hmm. you know, there should be. They would have to notify all the radio stations, all the cell phone companies. I mean, there's a major lot of organization just going in this. And the interesting thing is that the last time that they did it, you know when the last time they did that was?
Well, their paperwork says they've never done it this big, that they've done it, you know.
Well, that's because they haven't had as much telecommunications and radio frequencies.
Yeah, but no, when's the last time they've done something like this?
The bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
You mean that actual day, or like right before that? Or?
Right before that.
Huh. Wow.
Well, I mean, like right before the bombing was the last time that they did a universal shutdown and test on the emergency broadcast system all across the nation.
Wow. Well, we'll see. You know, maybe we can all get together on the 9th. We've still got a couple weeks. And
well, maybe we'll have to all get noon. Maybe we'll all have to all get guitar amps to receive transmission.
Did you hear about that, Jason?
Yes, I did.
I don't know. Share that with everybody.
Well, we got an email that some guy was up at 3 a.m. You know, I don't recommend being up at 3 a.m. But if you are up at 3 a.m. and you want to plug your guitar into your amp and you turn your amp on and all of a sudden Scriptures for America is coming through the amp, I think that is quite a remarkable miracle. I mean, I don't know what to call it. You know, maybe it's not a miracle. Maybe that's just the way things work out there in the frequency world. But to me, it sounds like a pretty good deal. And this guy, from what I get out of it, he hadn't listened to Scriptures for America before. Is that what you think, Richard?
That's the way I read the email.
You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, he was a Christian, he says, and he just said God works in mysterious ways. You know, he went to turn his amp on, and here comes, I assume it was a message by Pastor Peters.
It was. Yep. He said he turns his amp on at 3 a.m., and here he hears a message of the gospel, and he took the time, because the email that came to us was like it sent at 4 a.m. through our website.
Wow.
So it was something that drove him to our website. And
on the note of that, Jason's found some pretty good shortwave radios that we're going to be advertising in the next newsletter. I think they're pretty reasonably priced. And, you know, so if you need a good shortwave out there, just wait for the Dragon Slayer to show up at your door, and there's a couple in there to choose from.
Yes. Yes, they are. And Jason did a real good job. He's got a good ad on the homepage of our website also that shows those two shortwaves. And that website is, if you have your pen ready, you might want to write this down. If you haven't been there before, scripturesforamerica.org. scripturesforamerica.org. And our complete internet and shortwave broadcasting schedule is there. Or at least you can get to it from there. And those two new shortwave radios are being advertised, and we do have a nice ad in the next Dragon Slayer newsletter. And if you don't get the Dragon Slayer newsletter, we do send it out free of charge to those that request it. Of course, it's not free for us. We have to buy the paper and take the time to put the newsletter together and then take a week to print it and get it mailed out. But if you do want it, it is available. You can write to us and request it. Our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. And again, you can go to that website, scripturesforamerica.org. You can send an email there and request that Dragon Slayer newsletter. And then if we start printing it next week, we'll also have it posted there in a PDF format where you can just go and look at it there. Most of the previous, probably since back, what, 03, 04, Jason, newsletters are archived there.
Right.
Several years worth. And you can look at them and print them there if you want to. And
our phone number here is 307-745-5913. We got a good call last week from Bob from Kansas. Kind of fired us all up.
Yep. Yeah. And Bob called during the week, and we spoke a little bit and about a couple other things. But, yeah, we'll open up the phone lines. We've just over the halfway mark here on Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wrangler. So if you do have a comment, want to call in, say good morning, tell us what kind of coffee you're drinking. Our phone number is 307-745-5913.
And man, it better not be some type of latte.
Yeah, no decaf mocha lattes allowed here.
Especially if they have soy milk in them.
Oh yeah, no soy milk. No soy milk whatsoever. Got a.
Did you guys hear anything about this attack in Oakland on the Occupy Wall Street protesters?
Is that where they the Iraqi war vet got all beat up or something?
Yeah.
Was that the one that's made headlines?
I guess hundreds of them are injured.
Wow.
Due to the police coming in and attacking them.
I did see a little bit even in the local paper. And it was basically this Iraqi war vet who was there, I guess, protesting with them. The police came in and they came in and do what police do when they're told to go break up.
Break people's skulls in half. And
they get their batons and their tear gas and their rubber bullets, and they just, you know, they do what what they're told
what
to do.
What thugs do.
Yeah. Proud to be an American. Where you can get your, make it through an Iraqi war, but come home and let the police cave your skull in, right? So, well, it's like that news, that little news blurb I had earlier about what they're doing over in Syria, where Gaddafi is from, you know. The headline for that was Syrian security forces fire on rallies, killing 30. Because they're having mass protests. Imagine that. We're having mass protests. They're having mass protests. They send their security forces in and shoot people, and we do the same thing. How about that? Maybe we're becoming like them.
Well, they're just becoming like us. That's what
maybe
know,
that's
our
what
whole
is.
Goal is, you know,
yeah.
Is to make everybody like us.
Hey, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, and thanks for joining us for Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, good morning, Richard. I wanted to say, first of all, I enjoy all y'all's radio programs throughout the week. Glad you're keeping up the spirit of Pastor Pete and everything. Second is, it occurs to me, it has been for quite a while now, this Occupy movement going all over the country. There has to be somebody running this. It can't just happen spontaneously like that. And it seems to be almost exclusively left center. Are there any?
No, at all. This
conservative groups getting on this?
No, not at all. I saw a picture in the paper of what was his name? Kyle, I mentioned it to you earlier. Seeger was his last name. Paul? Is it Paul Seeger? An old hippie, kind of a leftist communist.
Oh, you're talking about Pete Seeger.
Pete Seeger, and he's like 92 years old. And he's in there involved with it. I did see something like that, but yeah, it's just more communist, socialist type of gatherings for sure.
It has to be. I listen to National Jewish Radio quite a bit here. I like to keep my enemies close.
Right, that's the NPR you're talking about, right?
Right, right, and they're about as open and honest about their agenda as
they're,
anything
right,
I've seen.
Right, and if anybody loves the Antichrist, it's them.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're hopping off all over this, and there's never a negative broadcast about it. It's all something, you know, they have these young, educated women, mostly women, talking about it. I just thought I'd throw that out for people to digest a little bit. There has to be a nerve center to this.
Well, and it was interesting because the Drudge Report had some really interesting articles a couple weeks ago. I haven't been able to find them since, but they were talking about the Obama administration going to capitalize on Occupy Wall Street. And even some of the other talking heads, not so popular ones, were talking about that. I think me and Kyle were talking about it, and he had heard it on there as well. And they were talking about how this was all part of a plan. Obama administration was going to come in. They were going to cause all these protesters all across the country, and then he was going to come in and save the day and be the savior. And it was part of his plan for becoming, you know, getting reelected.
Yep.
And that's what it was, part of their agenda to get him back in office for the next term. And they did have some very interesting points. They had some, you know, a lot of documentation, but none of it could really be, you know, confirmed with multiple sources. So you really don't know what is happening there, but at the same time, we do know it's not what they're telling us. I mean, that's for sure. That's a given because it's on the news, and they're calling it news. And it is, you know, it's interesting if you look at it at that standpoint.
Hey, Bill, thanks for the call and the interesting comment. I'm sure that'll get people thinking. We're going to try to get a couple more of these calls.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. And the phone lines are lighting up. If you do want to call in, 307-745-5913. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for waiting. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard and Radio Ranch Wranglers. How are you all this morning?
We're good.
Good to hear you. This is Tom in Texas. I'm enjoying my coffee in a little different way probably than most people are. I kind of tend to prefer the chocolate-covered coffee beans.
Those are good to munch on, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I shaved my head, and I can feel my hair growing after eating some of them. I was looking at a news article. It's on Fox News website. Rainbow of religious leaders join the Pope for peace. And it's got, they'll say it has the Pope with Buddhist monks and Islamic scholars and Yoruba. I never heard of that one. And a handful of agnostics coming together, and well, they're all Antichrist, and how can two walk together unless they be agreed?
And they are all in agreement, aren't they, as Antichrist? You're right about that.
I mean, just looking at this Pope, the Benedict, you ever look at his face? He looked like he's either very evil or he hadn't slept in a long time. He's like a poorly done embalming job by the look of him.
Yeah, I've noticed that, Tom. He's about as evil as they get. Yep.
And he always, I see him do his little, ever see him do his blessing, he does an upside down cross. I mean, that's, I understand that Peter was crucified on an upside down cross, but it also has its other meaning to kind of a...
Well, Tom, I appreciate you sharing that with us. I want to read something, the words of Jesus, Matthew 10:34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his household. Let me repeat that first part. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. That's the words of Jesus Christ. So
that's right.
And I don't know. I can't turn right to it, but you know, isn't it somewhere it says beware when they say peace, peace.
Yeah, when they say peace and safety, then there's sudden destruction.
And that's what those Antichrists do. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. And we have one more caller on hold. See if they stayed on there. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Thanks for joining us for coffee this morning.
It's Bob in Kansas.
Hey, Bob.
I don't want to speak about what they're doing, what they're going to do, or anything else. I want to speak about what God's going to do, okay? And here's what he's going to do. Because they have bowed and served the images of Egypt and Babylon, he's going to judge this nation more harsh because he's given it so much and so much grace, harsher than any nation ever in the face of the earth. That's what the specter that we're looking at and what God's going to do to us. And I don't know why we can't get people to repent. They always think it's... the government's doing this, and they're doing that. Well, don't they see what God's getting ready to do? I wonder. My biggest problem with the people called by his name is that they're willing to go out and falsely proclaim Jesus Christ's name and not stand up when they ban his name in the public place, not declare his name in the public place, and then turn around and worry about their stinking money and their stinking flag and the stink and the innocent blood that they shed till there be no end of it. Blood drips from the fingertips of this country. And Jesus never delivered us to do that. Ever. Now, it looks to me like, you know, Pastor Peter always said, God made it simple because we're stupid. I know I'm stupid. I know I'm a good worm.
Well, you know, he calls
he made it simple for us.
The word says he called the weak and foolish. And so by the world's standards... we are.
Well, I'm about as weak and foolish as you can get. I know that.
Well, that's the thing to rejoice about. So, well, hey, I don't mean to cut short, but we got both phone lines ringing.
One other thing.
Sure.
Real quick. The festival of Samhain is coming up. Their satanic festival. And I would urge everybody that's already repented and is trying to be on the good foot to pray that God wins his judgment upon this country. That very day, right in their face. Thank you.
Amen. Hey, thanks for the call. Well, boy, we got people awake this morning across
we
the country, don't we?
Must be on the East Coast.
Must be. Good morning. Oh, lost that one, though. Good morning. Thanks for calling in and joining us for coffee.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Justin. Lockwood, Missouri.
Hi.
Richard there?
Yeah, this is Richard. You said it was Justin or Dustin? I'm sorry?
Justin.
Justin, good morning.
I will be sending that out exactly on the 1st.
Okay.
The book is finished. I put in a couple sections on home learning, it'll allow a young person, starting as early as 6 years old or younger, to memorize large volumes of scripture or school texts very easily.
All right,
that's how memory works, stuff like that. Anyway, it's done. I've got to do a little bit more proofreading this weekend, but I will have that out to you.
Thanks.
And I'm sorry it took so long.
That's right. We'll look forward to it. Thanks a lot. Man's been working on a book for a while. We'll go back. Phone lines are still ringing. Good morning. Thanks for calling in on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Brent here from Canada. Hey, Jason, Kyle, how are you guys?
Good. Thanks.
Good. Just a couple things. I just noticed another sacrifice, unfortunately. 13 Americans died today, I guess, in Kabul. Pretty sick again, eh? And another thing, I was new surfing yesterday, and I tuned into Jones for a few minutes, and it was interesting. Fellow phoned in and was talking to him, and he was, you know, very gentle, and the person that called in. And I mentioned to him, well, you mentioned something about we need to repent. And he said, I'm glad you mentioned that, he said to Jones. And then he says, you know, Mark 16:16 says that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And you could tell Jones was frustrated. He just like, that means reborn. And that was it.
Yeah. You know why I was frustrated? He couldn't hit his cough button to knock out the last 10 seconds on his delay. That's what he was frustrated about. So,
Exactly. And the gentleman that called in, he was, you could tell the Holy Spirit was with him. He was just
how about
calm.
That? How about that? Mark 16:16 on the Alex Jones Show. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, Brent, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. All right. And I guess we'll finish out this day on the phone here. The phone lines are just lighting up like a old-time Christmas tree. Good morning, and thanks for calling in. Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Tim. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to the woman that destroyed that blasphemous piece of art in Fort Collins a while ago.
Jason, do you remember what happened to her?
Yeah, she got got dropped down to a misdemeanor charge, and they dropped all the felonies, got a misdemeanor charge, and had to pay a couple $100 fine. They're still waiting. She's in a lawsuit with the Antichrist that produced the piece of so-called art, because he was wanting $3,500 in damages, and her attorneys said, no, it's a piece of trash, it ain't worth that. So they're still in debate over that, but other than that, she's free and clear. She had to do some community service and, you know, pay a $200 fine, and they dropped the rest of the charges.
How's that, Tim?
That's great. That's great. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank
Bye.
You. And we'll try one more caller here. Good morning. Thanks for calling in. Coffee with the Wranglers. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's the name of that song in play at the beginning, the Johnny Cash song, The Old Wheel? What's the title of that?
Well, it's a rewrite, I guess, of a rewrite, and this ministry redid it several years ago, and that's what we call it, That Old Wheel. Was that a Johnny Cash song originally?
I don't believe so, but, you know,
yeah,
I could be
Johnny
wrong.
Cash.
Oh, it was?
Was it? Okay. So, yeah, so it was kind of a rewrite, and pastor's got a few little parts in it, and then another singer that was with us for a while did that and basically knocked it out of the park, so to speak, we think, anyway. But that's what it is, That Old Wheel.
Yeah, okay. Hey, just you're talking about that 11-9-11. Hey, 11-9-11, that's 2 p.m., right?
2 p.m. Eastern. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that would be 1,400. If you take all them numbers and add them from left to right, they all add up to 18.
Okay.
Which is 3 sixes, but...
It, okay. See, there you go, and you know, things that make you go you know, the enemy does nothing without going to that degree and knowing just what they're doing and why they're doing it. But thanks for sharing that with us. That's a very good point.
You better betcha. Whatever happened to Pastor Peters? I wasn't aware of what.
He passed away in July of natural causes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I just felt bad about it. Okay. Well, you have my sympathy anyhow. We'll be listening to you.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Well, guys, we've got a couple minutes left before our other outro song, and you know that last caller. It's interesting. He has been on the ministry in the past, but there's people that I don't want to say float in and float out, but there's some people that the ministry has more of a priority, I guess, in their lives, and Jesus Christ has more of a priority in their lives than in others. Don't you find that?
Yeah, and life in itself right now, is so busy, that
it is.
That it's hard to separate time. It shouldn't be, but it is, for many out there to find time, to devote for devotions, basically.
Yeah, it is. Well, we want to invite you to church tomorrow. We try to do that here as we wrap up our Saturday morning coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. You've heard it before that real men don't go to church, but real men can go to church with us. And all you have to do is go to your internet. Go to the website, scriptures4america.org. Click on the live video stream starting at 10 o'clock Mountain Time tomorrow morning. That's 11 o'clock Central Time and noon East on the East Coast. And you can come to church with us. We'll start out. We'll have a scriptural insight and study. We'll be live right there from the church in La Porte right after that with some a welcome and some music. We'll have communion and some good music similar to that song that you heard this morning, and you're fixing to hear another one. And then we'll have a message by Pastor Peters as well. It's a timeless classic that unless you were sitting in that pulpit when he preached it many years ago, you've never seen it. And we're just getting reports left and right and up and down from people all over that are sure enjoying them as much as we are, sitting there watching them many times for the first time as well. So we do invite you to come to church tomorrow. If you don't have internet, you can listen right here on the shortwave. All the audio will be broadcast there as well. So, well, man, thanks for getting up early and joining us this morning. Boy, we got some sunshine out there now, don't we? It's a beautiful day. Well, Jason, have a good weekend, and we'll see you in church tomorrow.
Yep, you too.
Kyle, alrighty. Same thing. And we thank all of you out there for your support. Again, our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. Join us for church tomorrow, won't you?
Rolling, 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 stay calm. This country stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting.